ter planos do que virá depois. O meu coração pode amar pelos dois.
Ding, ding, all the world was singing. Ring, ding, 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 ding. She's got me in a whirl. Ring, ding, 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 ding. She's my ring-a-ding girl.
A very good afternoon and welcome to Forest FM. I am your host, Kieran Tussiott, for the Eurovision Showcase. I'm with you until 6 p.m. on today, Sunday the 4th of June. Woohoo!
The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. No need to be making your mind up.
We kick off this week's show with a bit of German Schlager from 2002.
You're the only melody.
are. The amazing Corinna May there with I Can't Live Without Music. That's Germany's Eurovision entry from 2002. Now, that was the pre-contest favourite, it was. It certainly was. It was in the, well, generally around the top three of the vote of the odds makers, but it didn't seem to go very well. And poor Corinna May had a little bit of a checkered past before coming into the Eurovision Song Contest and the German national final in 2002, because in 1999 she sang a song which was already released. So she won the actual German national final in 1999, but then got disqualified. So then she came second in the 2000 German national final behind Stefan Raab, and a bit embarrassing, and with What I Heard a Do Da Da, if you remember. But then Corinna May came back with this great song, but sadly in the Eurovision Song Contest she only came 21st with only 17 points, and most of them were from Malta with only 4 points. Sad times. Never mind, but I still love that song, and it was one of those first songs when I started my, you know, my big fandom of the Eurovision Song Contest when I was 16 years old, and I adore the 2002 contest. And we will do a special about that contest in the coming weeks and months ahead here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Now we're going to head back to the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest, and this song came 14th, just in front of the United Kingdom. And it had an incredibly random and strange performance on stage, but it made it stood out like a sore thumb. The votes and didn't necessarily all come in for it, but I think it's a great song, and it's Dihaj being herself. So yes, we're going to Azerbaijan, 2017. Dihaj with Skeletons. And why not? Let's hear from the lady herself.
Hi, this is Dihaj. I'm from Azerbaijan. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song called Skeletons. Enjoy!
High extreme. baptized in your sweet blue eyes. 'Cause I'm crucified, yeah, I'm crucified, baptized in your sweet blue eyes. Crucified, yeah, I'm crucified, baptized in your sweet blue eyes.
There we are, that's Bella and Philippa from Melodifestivalen 2017. That's the Swedish selection show. And sadly, they didn't manage to get out of the semis, but I really do like that song very much. We need a bit more country in the Eurovision Song Contest, and it's slowly eking in since the Common Linnets came second in 2014. And we played that amazing song, Come After the Storm, last week. If you missed that show, then you can listen again by downloading the podcast from any podcast app. Just search for the Eurovision Showcase and you can download it there. Alternatively, you can listen online via Podbean, and our Podbean website is tutsexperience.podbean.com. Alternatively, you can get in contact with us via social media. Follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase, and also like our Facebook page, The Eurovision Showcase, and we'll give you a like back. So, anyways, let's crack on with the show. And our next song comes from the 1984 Eurovision Song Contest. Now, sadly, I think this girl didn't sing particularly well on the night. And I'm surprised it only came 10th, because I would think it would probably come bottom five, if not bottom. So, I wasn't... But still, the song is awesome, and Sophie Carl is a very good-looking girl and a very sweet girl. So, now, let's crack on. For Luxembourg 1984, Sophie Carl with Cent Passants d'Amour, in English, à anglais, 100% love.
Au téléphone, il y a des soupirs qui nous empêchent. Dieu qui nous protège.
Hi, I'm Niamh Kavanagh, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
Sostengono gli eroi, se il gioco si fa duro è da giocare. Beati loro poi, se scambiano le offese con il bene. Succede anche a noi, di far la guerra, ambire poi alla pace. E nel silenzio mio annullo ogni tuo singolo dolore per apprezzare quello che non ho saputo scegliere. E mentre il mondo cade a pezzi, io compongo nuovi spazi e desideri appartengono anche a te, che da sempre sei per me l'essenziale. Non accetterò un altro errore di valutazione. L'amore è in grado di celarsi dietro amabili parole che ho pronunciato fossero poche stupide. E mentre il mondo cade a pezzi, io compongo nuovi spazi e desideri che appartengono anche a te. E mentre il mondo cade a pezzi, mi allontano dagli eccessi e
L'Essenziale from Marco Mengini, beautiful song, coming seventh in the 2013 Eurovision Song Contest for Italy with 126 points. And an interesting thing here, in 2013, Marco Mengini won the Sanremo Contest and won it with that song, L'Essenziale. And it was the first time that the singer and the song was sent to Eurovision from Italy's Sanremo Contest since 1997, when Gelese sung with Fiumi di Parole, as we all very know well and love. Because if you remember the year before, in 2012, Nina Zilli sang the song L'amore Fremina, but she actually won the Sanremo contest with Pier Sempre, which personally for me was my favourite. And I think that would have done much better than L'amore Fremina, but I digress. Not an issue at all. But Marco Mengini did a stellar job in that contest, in the 2013 contest, and done very well. And he was pretty well known for his awkward rehearsals and and not particularly doing his best. But when it came to that, those three minutes in the jury final and in the telephone final, then Italy were on to a good one, definitely. Okay, so it's now time for this.
Rob's Random Request.
That is right, ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs, it is now time for Rob's Random Request. And this is a part of the show where we play a song absolutely randomly in the archives of the Eurovision Song Contest. So my other half, Rob, will have a hat full of countries. He has another hat full of years. We glue them together and we find out what song we're going to play randomly here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. So this week, Rob has picked the country of Sweden. Ooh, okay. And what Swedish entry are we going to hear? 1991. Yes, Sweden's winner in 1991. And it was in Rome, Italy at that time. The Swedish broadcaster Sveriges Television continued their successful Melody Festival and contest to select their entry for the Eurovision Song Contest 1991. Melody Festival in 1991 was held on the 31st of March, where 10 artists competed to sing for Sweden. And Carola Högqvist won the competition for her second time, having come third in 1983's Eurovision Song Contest. And she sang the song Fångad av en stormvind, Captured by a Storm. Direct translation from English. Now, one of the favourites to win, Carola, sung eighth on the night of the contest, following Luxembourg and preceding France. Now, at the close of voting, she had received 146 points, placing joint first with the French entry from Amina, with Celle qui a raison, excusez-moi. After the four-way tie in the 1969 contest, a tie-break system had been implemented, where a countback on the number of top points awarded was used. Since both countries received 4 12 points, 12 points, but Sweden gained 5 10 points, 10 points, and France only had 2 10 points, 10 points, Sweden was declared the winner, with Carola taking Sweden's third victory ever in the Eurovision Song Contest. So, let's nip on over to the 1991 Eurovision Song Contest in just a moment. But we'll just find out now that the countries that gave 12 points to Sweden was Denmark, Germany, Iceland and the United Kingdom. And Sweden gave its points to the 8th place. Gave its points to the following. 8 points to Switzerland's entry from Sandra Seymour. 10 points to the Icelandic entry from Stefan and Ify. And 12 points from Sweden went to Malta, which was Paul and Georgina Jordimina, with the song Could It Be. So, let's nip on over, as I say, to the 1991 Eurovision Song Contest, and this is the Swedish entry and winner. This is Carola with Fångad av en stormvind, Captured by a Storm.
Men ändå bunden till en öppen famn. Sverige, vi har ett resultat.
It was late. I didn't have a special date. I was sitting on a park bench by the lake. I heard a cry, and very much to my surprise, someone kissed me, made me open up my eyes. I turned around to solve this mystery, and who'd you think was sitting next to me? My sweet Rosalie, though she always plays around, she never brings me down. My sweet Rosie, sweet Rosalie, she is always full of fun. I'm the only one, oh my Rosie, my sweet Rosie. We started home, it was almost time for tea. It's been a good day for me and Rosalie. It's fun together, cause we're such a perfect pair. And when I want her, I know she's always there. She's everything a guy could ever need. I love her, oh I love her, yes indeed. My sweet Rosalie, though she always plays around, she never brings me down. My sweet Rosie, sweet Rosalie, she is always full of fun. I'm the only one for my Rosie. My sweet Rosalie, though she always plays around, she never brings me down. My sweet Rosie, sweet Rosalie, she is always full of fun. I'm the only one, oh my Rosie, my sweet Rosie. She's the only one for me, the cutest little puppy dog you'll see.
The Brotherhood of Man, My Sweet Rosalie. Well, having won the Eurovision Song Contest in April of 1976 for the United Kingdom, the group were catapulted to success, with the song selling over 1 million copies in the UK alone. And although they had just released their second album, Love and Kisses from Brotherhood of Man, the group decided not to release a follow-up single from the album. Instead, they devised a song very similar to their Eurovision winner called My Sweet Rosalie. Its similarities were obviously highlighted by the fact that it included a twist at the end of the song, as did Save Your Kisses for Me. So member and co-writer Martin Lee admitted to the similarities in an interview at the same time, saying, "The people have told us exactly where our bag is and what you want to hear. Easy listening and sold us over 1 million in this country, which is unbelievable. And we moulded the follow-up in respect of that." And the single was released in early June 1976 by Pye Records, issuing it as a picture in its picture sleeve, which is a rarity at the time in the UK, although commonplace across the rest of Europe. And the single failed expectations in the UK by only reaching number 30. Although it charted much better in Europe, charting at number 2 in Belgium, number 5 in the Netherlands, for example. Also charted at number 20 in France, and number 31 in Germany, and number 30 in Sweden. But that's a really sweet song, and it's a classic, isn't it, really? From the 70s. Right, okay, it's now time for... It's time for your Eurovision Showcase news on Sunday, the 4th of June, 2017. The The Irish broadcaster RTE may revert into using a national final to choose their entry for the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest. The station is due to carry out its annual review into the competition over the summer, and one of possibilities is to let the public decide which songs go forward, a format which was used up until 2015, and last year saw the first completely internal selection made by RTE, in which Nicky Byrne was chosen to represent Ireland. Now, also Kosovo and the Kosovan broadcaster RTK is hopeful to debut in the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest in Portugal. It's something that the Kosovans have been plugging away for years, and Ronan Ishu, who represented Albania in 2012, and obviously Rita Ora are both from Kosovo originally. So Kosovo seems to be an interest in music, certainly that part of Europe, so we'll keep an eye on that as the weeks and months continue. Now, also in Slovenia for EMA, the language rule has been imposed for their national final for 2018. It has been reported, and basically the new rules means that singers would not be allowed to sing in English, and instead they may perform only in the following languages, which are Croatian, German, Hungarian, Italian, Romani, Serbian and Slovene. Random, but will that bring Slovenia better chance at Eurovision glory? Only time will tell. Now, following this year's contest in Ukraine, in which there were a number of significant delays and challenges, the head of the reference group has stated that the EBU will be involved more in preparing the Eurovision Song Contest, says the head of the reference group, Dr. Frank Deltafrieing, in Eurovision.de's article. Yes, it just looks like that the EBU, after what we've had in the run-up to Ukraine and the uncertainty of the contest actually going to the country and all of the delays that we've been having, basically Mr. Frieling has said, with his article with Eurovision.de, saying the following: "This will be a consequence for the Eurovision Song Contest that the EBU will be more involved in preparing an Eurovision Song Contest. In regards to the cost of the contest and ability of the likes of Moldova or San Marino to host the contest, Mr. Frieling reaffirmed that all broadcasters, when they sign up to participate to the event, also agree that if they win, they host next year's contest. This is the principle that will not be changing. But in the event that Eva did win, the EBU would be more involved with the preparations. And looking forward to next year's contest in Portugal, Mr. Frieling stated that the reference group wants to see a selection process for the host city. Lisbon, the Portuguese capital, is quite possible as the host of the contest next year, according to the head of the reference group. But it continues to encourage that other cities should bid to ensure Eurovision is a success for the host country." Interesting. So it obviously looks like there that Lisbon is not set in stone for next year. So we have to wait and see. But once we've got the concrete decision making in that selection process for the host city for Eurovision, then we will let you know here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Well, I'm your host, Kieran Tussiott. That is your Eurovision Showcase news. And let's move on with the show.
Hello, this is Christian Costa from Bulgaria. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Beautiful Mess. Enjoy. Even in the light of fire, when everything is on the wire, we hold up against the wall. Love is untouchable.
Hello guys, this is Imri from Israel. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song, I Feel Alive. Enjoy.
Breaking me to pieces.
Hi everyone, this is Jacques Holdik from Croatia. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is the song, My Friend. Enjoy.
I pray you see the light and find your way. I pray.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Omar Naber from Slovenia. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, On My Way.
You've all been very kind, but I made up my mind. Now I'm about to leave you all behind. I'm feeling so alone, I'm turning down my tone. Before the rise of sun, I will be gone. On my way, I'm never coming back. And I'll pray I'm never gonna crack. World is gone. I'm giving up the fight. Before the break of dawn, I will be gone. On my way, I'm never coming back. And I'll pray I'm never gonna cry. World is calling.
There we are, that's Omar Naber with On My Way. That was the original version, just to point that out, of Slovenia 2017. Oh yes, it is indeed. Sadly, not qualifying from the semi-final. And there was a first semi-final, second to last to perform on the night. Shockingly, didn't get through. Right, it's now time for this wonderful segment and a theme song we all know and love. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking. This is the part of the show when I play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. And also, this goes out to a dedication to Anne Squires. Now, I don't think we've had Anne on the show yet, but we desperately need to. And she can give us her story as a Eurovision Song Contest fan. But you can check out her own blog. She blogs about the Eurovision Song Contest. It's incredibly interesting, and it's really awesome to check out what another fan thinks about individual songs and her or his fandom of the Eurovision Song Contest. So, Ad Squires' website is called escarmchair.blogspot.co.uk. And as I was looking through her amazing Eurovision history tab on the top, it says that really the first year where you came interested in the Eurovision Song Contest was in 1992, when the UK sent Michael Ball, and then your interest was heightened due to the song sung by Sonia. And you say interest, but she did go to the same secondary school, which is really cool. That is really awesome. My mum went to the same school in Grays in Essex as Denise Van Houten did, actually, even though Denise graduated from in the 80s and my mum graduated in the early 70s. Anyways, we digress. I'm time to swiftly move on. And Anne, your song is Sonia, Better the Devil You Know. The United Kingdom second place in 1993. And we have a little bit of added commentary from the show from the late, great Sir Terry Wogan. Enjoy, Anne. And I hope this puts a smile on your face, my darling.
And now, at song number 19, there's 25 countries competing. Remember, song 19 is the United Kingdom's song As Only She Can, by Sonia. The composers are Dean Collinson and Red. You saw their song win the Song for Europe. They've taken Sonia to the Japanese gardens in Kildare, not very far from Dublin. She likes them. Rhododendrons, azaleas, and lovely horses in the national stud. This foal arrived in the last few days, and Sonia has named it Mill Street. That's her good luck charm, very suitable. The song, of course, that she's going to sing is Better the Devil You Know. Sonia was born in Liverpool. By the age of 13, decided to become a singer. At 17, her first single topped the charts. Her album, Everybody Knows, sold 500,000 copies in 1990. This is Nigel White, who's long been associated with Andrew Lloyd Webber. He's conducting for the United Kingdom entry. Here she comes, Sonia. Yeah, yeah. Better the Devil You Know.
Devil you know, devil you don't know. I give my heart.
that should get all the cheers. Terrific performance. She's been building to that all week. She's given it everything. Stay with us for the scoring. That's song number 19.
Wszystko proste tak, trzeba żyć naprawdę, żeby oszukać czas. Trzeba żyć najpiękniej, dzieje się tylko raz. Trzeba żyć w zachwycie, marzyć, kochać i śnić. Trzeba czas oszukać, żeby naprawdę żyć. Jestem zabłąkaną udeczką wśród racha, kroplą deszczu, ściną myślącą wśród traw. Ale jestem iskrą i wiatru powietrzem, sługą światła, co biegnie do gwiazd. Jestem chwilą, która prześcignie wiek czas. Ale jestem, ucha nadstawiam, słucham jak gra muzyka we mnie. Nim wielka cisza pochłonie mnie, pragnę wyśpiewać, że trzeba żyć naprawdę, żeby oszukać pędzący czas. Pięknie żyć w zachwycie, życie zdarza się raz. Jestem piasku, ziarenkiem w lepsyce, zabłąkaną udeczką wśród rach, kroplą myślącą wśród nas, ale jestem. Życie jest drogą, życie jest snem. A co będzie potem, nie wiem i wiem. O nic nie pytaj, dowiesz się, gdy skończy się droga. Jestem piasku, ziarem, piętle cudze, zabłąkaną udeczką wśród rach, kroplą deszczu, ścigą myślącą wśród traw. Ale jestem, że jestem smutną miastą. Jestem chwilą, która prześcigną w ten czas.
There we are, that's Anna Maria Jopek with Aliestem, which in English means, but am I? Yes, that's Poland's Eurovision entry from 1997. I really didn't like that when I first became a Eurovision fan, and I listened to it and I thought, ugh, not nice. But I've really grown to enjoy that. I think it's quite underrated, I think, really. But I think it got into the top 10, if I remember rightly. Okay, well, we're going to move on now to another song. And we're going to the 1983 Eurovision Song Contest and the Finnish entry. It was from Ami Apsulund. Ami Apsulund. Here we are, with Fantasia, which means fantasy. So this is awesome. Finland, 1983.
Mitä kieltä mahtaa puhua hän? Kuka hän on? Mua hänen toivoisin niin lähestyvän. Mikä hän on? Hän päiväkaudet koiraa kävelyttää. Kuka hän on? Ja minne hän häviää?
Vai juttu onneton vain, vaikka sanomaan nousee jälleen yksin jäävän.
Oh, what a 80s classic here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Well, I hope you're enjoying the show. We've got our final song now before we go, and this is amazing. It's the UK entry in 2017, and it's the Seventh Heaven remix. Enjoy.
Hello, this is Lucy Jones from the UK. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song, Never Give Up On You.
Tell me your secrets, I'll keep them safe. No sign of weakness, it's a sign of faith. We'll stand tall so you don't fall. You're not defeated, you're in repair. Don't have to call me, I'll always be there. We'll stand tall so you don't fall. If you could see how far.
Thank you very much, Lucy. Never Give Up On You. Lucy Jones, UK Eurovision entry from 2017, and the Seventh Heaven remix, which you can download on iTunes right now. Oh, yes. Well, I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m, only here on Forest FM 92.3. If you've missed any of our shows, you can check out the links via our social media outlets. Follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase and our Facebook page, The Eurovision Showcase. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen. And have a nice day.